Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Во последните 15 на минути од програмата на Македонски на SPS, драги слушатели, ќе ве запознаеме со добронамерната работа на познатата поп-музичка звезда Ванеса Мофеја, основач на поранешната женска панк-рок група Valentine во Мелбурн, ако се сеќавате, која има учествувано во повеќе музички состави во Европа и во Австралија. Ванеса потекнува од познатото македонско семејство Велински, започнувајќи со мајката Елизабет, актерка и комичарка, братот Джером, познат австралиски актер, сестрата Ели, исто пејач и музичар, и дедото пошироко познат во македонската заедница Боб Велински од Битола, кој ден денес е спикер на радиопрограмата 3WBC 94.1 FM. По 20 годишна кариера во музичката индустрија во Европа, Ванеса Мофеја одлучи да се врати повторно во Австралија, каде продолжи да се одвива незината кариера. Но по неодамнешното и жалосно умирање на незиното куче, Милениче, што таа го имала цели 17 години, Ванеса објаснува дека кај неа се појави огромна желба да се обиде да помогне на засолништата, кои редовно добиваат кучиња, кои повеќе не се сакани, биле малтретирани, спасувани или станале премногу скапи за одржување. Ванеса тргна на мисија да помогне да ја развие свеста кај општеството за бездомните кучиња, згрижени подолги периоди во засолништа низ целава земја и на кој им е потребен така наречен вечен дом. Она што е необично и уникатно кај Ванеса е што таа ја пренесува приказната на кучето преку компонирана песна на видео, која што потоа се постира на социјалните медиуми, поточно на веб страницата www.storyofalonelydog.com.au, исто и на Instagram и на Facebook. Слушнете го сега разговорот со Ванеса Велински за серијата Story of a Lonely Dog. Разговорот е на англиски јазик. SPS на Македонски. Споделете ги нашите прилози на Facebook.
Ванеса, thanks for taking the time to speak with SPS Macedonian. From what I understand, you're a singer and musician in your own right and formerly part of Valentine. You've teamed up with your sister Ellie from Mannequin Death Squad. Already we're getting some darker vibes here. You've released a few singles, as I understand it, after a collaboration with your sister Ellie, and you've formed the Bambi Kills. Now, before we get even darker, how did you decide to join forces with your sister, and what's the combined style of music?
Yeah, so the Bambi Kills, I would say it's definitely pop music. It's sort of dark pop. Mm-hmm. We're a very close family, you know. There's myself, my brother and sister, and we all grew up. We grew up a lot around a lot of arts, and my mother was in the theatre, and she was part of the Macedonian theatre group.
Yes.
And we used to travel with them. And, you know, growing up and watching that and being a part of that, I think it sort of rubbed off, you know, the arts, really.
Yes. Well, we've actually had an interview with your mother and with your brother. So you're probably not aware of that. But, yes, your mum, Elizabeth, as you mentioned, yes, being involved, yes, with local theatre and also being a comedian herself, your brother, Jerome, yes, actor brother, yes, and yes, your granddad, Bob, who at 80-plus is still keeping his vocal cords well-tuned on the community radio.
He's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is a family full of creatives.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel very blessed to be able to do, you know, what I love with, you know, my younger siblings. It's a blessing.
Well, it must be wonderful to be growing up in an environment such as that. And what are your earliest recollections of the music that has entered your lives?
The earliest recollection for me, personally, I just remember I had a toy guitar, one of those cheap, it wasn't even a real guitar.
Yes, I remember.
And, I was just sitting around playing on that one day, not playing, just, I mean, it must have sounded horrible, but for some reason, Mum just, I must have been an instinctive thing as a mother, I don't know, just said, wow, you're good and you don't even know how to play, would you like lessons or do you want a guitar? And that was it. And she nurtured that, you know, mm-hmm, straight away. So yeah. I think I was about 12 when I started writing and playing. And then by 17, I signed my first record deal.
At 17?
And, yeah. Was flown over to another country, yeah, to play for some of the biggest labels in the world. Britney Spears' label. Like, yeah, it was quite an experience. So I spent the next 15 years touring, yeah.
Well, tell us more.
So I signed my first record deal at 17, I was a solo artist back then. It was sort of like a punk outfit, I guess.
Yes.
And after that, look, there was a lot of growth during that time. I really grew as an artist and as a songwriter. So I was managed by the gentleman out of the Hunters and Collectors, Barry Palmer. He was my manager.
Yes.
For many years, and he was amazing. So I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from a lot of the people in the industry. And then when I was 21, I decided I wanted to give it a go on my own, independently. So that's exactly what I did. I came back to Australia. I'd been living overseas. And that's when I formed the all-girl band Valentine, which was a rock grunge band, I guess they'd call it.
Yes. Yes.
And we went on to do some really great things and to have some really solid success in Australia and a little bit overseas as well, which was really, really fun.
And how did you find you were received overseas as
really,
an Australian?
Really, really. Yes. Incredibly. It's so well. You know, obviously Europe is amazing, but they definitely treat, not so much the UK, but Germany, you know, treat their artists with such great respect. It's incredible. You know, I think we could be a lot nicer to our artists in this country.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we value them enough. And for a long time, artists, well, I know that I did for a long time, we played for nothing. We you know, when we were independent, it was all off our own backs, really.
Yeah.
And when we went overseas, it was just so lovely to be treated really nicely, basically.
And Vanessa, why do you think that attitude exists and prevails here in Australia?
I think we put a lot of... Well, I think we think it's all about sports. I understand sport brings a lot of money in. But, you know, I think music and arts is really important too, as equally as important. And I think at the end of the day, it probably comes down to policymakers.
Yes.
Policymakers are probably more inclined to sit back and watch a game of NFL as opposed to going out to see a rock concert. And so the funding is always going to be perhaps...
Towards the sport, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think it should really be a pretty even split, but yeah.
Now that you're back in Australia, I understand that you're going to be dashing off again very shortly, but now that you've teamed up with your sister, the Bambi Kills, how does the sister combo work for you in terms of individual styles? You know, how similar or dissimilar are you both, and how does that imprint itself on the music?
Look, I think we're quite similar, to be honest, with our songwriting, and Alan is a really great... One of the things I love about her as a songwriter is she's able to just sort of switch into any character that she needs to be. And so Bambi Kills is a little more pop, and she, you know, it just, we just have fun with it, you know, and whatever comes out, comes out. At the end of the day, it has to be fun for us. And it always is, which is great.
That's great. It's a great component to have. Now, there's another side to your music, which is very unique, and it complements your animal activism, if I can call it that, in particular working with animal shelters and trying to find a forever home for dogs in those shelters that really, you know, need human compassion and love. Can you tell us more about what you actually do and how this idea, this unique idea, has come about?
Definitely. I'm so excited about this. So, look, I've spent the better part of 20 years touring, being around, you know, record producers and I guess all that glitz and glamour and, you know, I was writing about myself and my problems and I'd always had a dog. I'd had a dog for the last 17 years and she was the love of my life. And, you know, she was a rescue.
Yes.
And when I lost her about 15 months ago. I went to not a dark place, but it was very lonely. And for anybody who's ever experienced a loss and who's grieved, you know, grieving for a pet that you've had for 17 years,
yes,
it hurts. It really, really does. And I felt really, really lost, and I didn't want to do what I'd been doing for the last 20 years. And people were saying you should get another dog, and I didn't want to do that. And then, you know, for people that, you know, not everybody believes in God, but I do believe in something, you know.
Yes,
I don't know what that is, but I, you know, in a moment of deep sadness, I just sort of said, I wish, you know, there was a way that I could work with animals through my music. And that night, it was like a sign. I came across a really frail old dog who was in a really bad condition. In the middle of the street, she was lost. She was really, really skinny, and she was bleeding from her paws, and it was really hard to watch. And long story short, I eventually found her owners, and I had to take her back to this house, and she was in a very horrible situation, and I had to leave her there. When I got home, my heart just could not. I couldn't believe the lack of care that she had. She was left outside to die in the middle of Melbourne's winter.
Abandoned.
And I guess, abandoned. And my heart just could not take that. I dealt with that the only way that I knew how to deal with that. And I thought, I have to get this emotion out somehow, either in a positive way or a negative way. And so I wrote a song about her. And I remember thinking, wow, maybe I could release this song and any of the profits I get, I'll donate 50% to a rescue. And that is literally how the series Story of a Lonely Dog started. And so now it's a series where every, 6 weeks, I highlight a new dog and I tell their story through a song and through a video. So I normally collaborate with an artist. I'll get an artist on board. We'll share their story, to educate and to highlight them. For example, so I just released our third episode. It's highlighting a dog named Navy. He was a deaf dog who was abandoned and he was treated horribly, but he's been looking for a home for 3 years. He's been, such a long time. Mm. So I just wanted to put my talent to good use. And that's how it came about, really.
And it's extraordinary. The song, the composition, and the video, the graphics, it really pulls at your heartstrings. Now, this raising awareness, are you actually linked to any of the shelters? Yes. How do you get to compose all the songs and get it going?
Yeah. I visit shelters regularly. I mean, if I could write about every dog, I would, but I'm not able to do that, unfortunately. But there's always going to be a story that in the moment really stands out to you.
Yes.
And for me, it's about helping the ones that need it most. So for Navy, he's been in care for 3 years. He's in the care of an Australian deaf dog rescue called Hear No Evil. They are amazing, but they just can't get him adopted, and they've tried everything. So for me, I just went, who needs it the most? I contacted them and they said, we would love for Navy to have some extra attention. And so I just, I asked a little bit about his story, and I really have to, when I'm writing about a dog, I have to feel it. You know, I really have to try and channel that dog. I know that might sound strange, but I have to channel them and what they're feeling, because I want to make sure that when people hear the song and they see the video, I want them to feel something. They don't have to feel sad, but I definitely want it to move people, because I think the only way that we can make change is by educating, and it's people need to be able to really feel it, I think.
Vanessa, where can people access the video?
Yep, so we're on, Story of a Lonely Dog, it's on all the social media, so Story of a Lonely Dog, you can see it on Instagram.
Yes.
You could also head to the website, www.storyofalonelydog.com.au. We're most active on Instagram, though, which is excellent. You'll see it pinned up there.
Yes.
But definitely, if you're unsure, just go to the website, and from the website, it'll direct you to the Instagram. Yeah, but we just, we'd love all the support we can get.
Fantastic. It's a wonderful idea. What has some of the response been?
Well, we are a very new series, so this is our third song, our third dog, and it's been really, really positive, which is beautiful, and it's growing really naturally and really organically. And I just have huge goals and dreams for this series. And I just know that we're going to help thousands of dogs and hopefully educate, the community along the way.
Well, Vanessa, you're talented, creative, and your heart's in the right place. I wish you all the best. And we're going to be looking out for Story of a Lonely Dog on Instagram and all other social media. Thank you very much. The idea is just wonderful.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was singer, songwriter and musician Vanessa Morfea, founder of the all-female punk rock band Valentine, who spent many years in the music scene in Europe, then back in Australia, currently investing her passion in animal rescue and applying her musical abilities and extraordinary talents to raise awareness about dogs in need and how the rest of us can help.
We're going to hear the story of Navy, one of the three songs in the Story of a Lonely Dog series, a very creative and unique way to relay the plight of dogs in need in shelters right around the country, waiting for their forever home. And Vanessa Morfea is telling it one song at a time. Feel free to share the songs as much as you can. That's Vanessa's aim.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.